Welcome back to Radio. Hello, welcome back to Woody Bear Radio. And today we have two special guests, and that's going to be Tony and Alex from NOK, a local San Diego band. They're going to share how they've been, what's been up, what they're doing. I got a couple of questions to ask, and they should be calling here any second now. In other words, they're really good musicians that I really enjoy, and here they are. So, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Blake?
Good, man.
We're doing awesome.
All right.
What's up, fellas?
So who's all on the air with us today? Tony, Alex.
We got Anthony over here.
Anthony. And, okay. So I'm going to start off with asking you guys a couple simple questions. How's that sound?
All right.
How has being in a band together strengthened or weakened your friendships?
Well, biggest thing for us is that we all grew up listening to the same kind of music, and so when we listen to the same kind of music, it's easy to play together, but over the years, we've just become better friends. So.
That's really cool. I really enjoy you guys' music. You guys are like one of my favorite bands. I'm sure.
Yeah, awesome, dude.
all right. Next one is, what is your guys' favorite band?
Tony?
That's a tough one right there. One of my favorite bands is Zero Down.
Ooh, that's a good choice, Tim.
I gotta say mine is Strung Out.
And I gotta say mine is probably right now what I'm doing, what I want to do, Big Wig.
That's a good one.
All right. Okay, so tell us, what have you been up to? Tony's been telling me that you guys have new songs coming out and all that, and I'm eager to hear them.
Anthony, you want to take this one?
We've been writing a lot of new songs. Alex has been getting down, writing a lot of new lyrics, and We got a couple bangers coming out, I think, that people are going to be pretty pumped up about. Did I miss part
of that
question?
Well, that's pretty cool. What are their names?
We got a really good one called Big Plans. There's another one called Hanging by a Thread. And a really fast, intense song called Prospect.
Prospect. This sounds cool. Right on, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What have you guys been doing as a band together? I've seen you guys play some shows recently.
Well, we took a 2-year hiatus. We just got back together back in November.
Yeah.
And we just practicing and playing, just trying to get back in the flow of things. So.
Yeah. Well, the old stuff,
one
like when I first...
Is... Go ahead.
All right. One of the first songs I heard ever was Cheap Murder and Last Days, which really got me hooked on the band. I really love the old song. Okay, I must.
Those are the old tunes.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play some of the old tunes today. A couple of the new ones, well, new for me, like Reserve and Under the Radar. I really like them, by the way.
Awesome.
Definitely one of my favorites.
I'm gonna kick it off with Reserve first to show the audience and give them a little more like a taste of your style.
All right.
So, everybody, listen up. That was Reserved by NOK. I truly love that song, guys.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, man. So I wanted to ask you guys a few more questions. Don't be all lively or nothing, okay?
No.
How did you guys meet?
Me and Anthony are cousins. We've known each other pretty much our whole lives. And me and Tony met in high school. So we've known each other for about 12 years.
Pretty tight unit.
Yeah, that NOK Army.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so, I mean, what also made you guys start the band? Like,
punk rock.
Ooh, that one's on Alex.
Easy. Punk rock, man.
I just say punk rock. Oh, yeah.
I live my life.
Yeah, right on. That's
yeah, it was an easy choice for me. I picked up a guitar and wanted to play it.
I saw Alex play the drums, had to play.
Yeah, Alex, I never knew you played the drums, but your girlfriend posted something on Facebook, and I happened to catch it, and it was of you playing the drums.
Yeah, well, I started out playing bass because my dad wouldn't get me a drum set. So I played bass, and then I bought my own drum set, started playing drums, and then I wanted to write my own songs, so I started playing guitar.
That's pretty cool. I started out on bass, too, and I think that's how every guitar player should, because it teaches you rhythm.
Exactly. It's a good rhythm section.
Yeah, gives you the funk.
Yep.
So, how was your guys' day? What was it like?
Day?
Yeah.
It was Monday, man. I had to work.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all actually did the 9-to-5 thing.
Yeah, we're not that punk rock. We all have to do 9-to-5s.
Yeah. I do the same thing, so I feel you guys. I love my job, actually, though.
Yeah, you got a pretty good job.
Yeah. So, about that phone call at 4:30 in the morning, guys. That was punk rock if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, let's see, 4:30. Yeah. I don't remember too much that night.
Drunk dad and Blake. Oh, God, good time.
Sorry to bother you at that time, buddy.
Oh, no, call it anytime you want. I always love to hear from you guys. Always some
we get excited.
So, How's everything going? Did you guys find a new drummer and all?
Yes, that's Anthony. Anthony's been our drummer for the last 4 years now.
Yeah.
Really? I thought Mikey Tova was drumming for you guys.
He was until about 4 years ago. Yeah.
Did you guys
not anymore.
Did you guys continue jamming after you supposedly broke up?
You know, in different projects. Anthony was playing with a band, and then I had a band.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What band
but
did
it
you
didn't
have?
My band was called The Sequel.
The Sequel.
Yeah.
Was it another punk band?
Huh?
Was it another punk band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually played drums for them.
Oh, I see now that the pieces are connecting.
And Anthony was
in.
Anthony was in BKGP.
Bad Kids Gone Punk.
Bad Kids Gone Punk. That is so epic. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I ended up getting a tattoo of it on myself.
Hey, man. I actually started playing for a punk band called Advocate. And, well, I had been playing with them ever since I was a little kid. Hopefully they'll be on the air here, like, within the next week. But the old lead singer, he's got into a new band. But I'd still get that shit tattooed on me. Only because it's like one of my first punk bands I started playing with. So, I mean,
some of them stick with you.
Huh?
It'll stick with you for a lifetime, right?
Yeah. It's cool. Good memories. Good memories. So, I'm going to cut to the next song. You guys want to hear Under the Radar?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
All right, I'm turning on Under the Radar. You guys tune in. Nicotine patches on my forehead and have to paint thinner. It's amazing.
All right.
It's an unbeatable high. Now everyone knows what Blake does in his spare time. Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. So, some more questions. What kept you guys together as a band? Like, what kept you guys always coming back?
Us. I don't know. We like playing music together. Sucks playing with everybody else.
Yeah, I feel like there's good juju all around. Me and Tony get down, you know, and Alex writes kick-ass songs, and we like to hang out, and we just like to do small stuff like barbecue together and watch sports and shit. So, you know, music is just totally secondhand. Like, we're fucking made for each other to make music, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, dude, like, we're all pretty much just friends, and we all love music, and we all love hanging out with each other, and just being able to be in a band with these guys, great, dude.
Yep.
I see this with you guys, and it's very few bands that have this. You guys just click. You guys make some of the best, like, country music in the underground San Diego right now, if I've had anything, like, for the American punk rock style.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. What else can I say, man? Now we're gonna go into a little bit of a deeper question. Where do you guys see yourself in 5 years from now?
5 years from now?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Sure. Over the hill and still playing punk rock.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Probably be working still. And
yeah. Well,
5 years goes by really fast.
Yeah, I think we'll just be playing music together and, you know, fucking just for the love of it and rage when we can, you know?
It's all you can do. I mean, that's awesome. So, what do you have to say to those NOK fans out there?
Sorry, what was that?
I said, what do you have to say to them, to the NOK fans out there?
Listen to NOK and have a nice day.
And if you could listen to us, I mean, much appreciated, and we just love fucking pumping out songs.
Well, I've been showing a lot of people from where I used to live out in Banning, you guys' stuff, and showing a lot of people, and I've gotten really good reviews, so you might have quite a few people looking you up here pretty soon.
Really?
Do what I can.
Arizonans, huh?
Well, Arizona and Banning, California, and Bakersfield, California, and Riverside, California, and Texas.
What about humans?
Yuma?
The humans.
Sorry. I don't really know.
I had to ask.
The humans. Yuma. I got a friend out there right now, but I could try and get the word out over there. It's kind of like the middle of nowhere, so I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about that.
I just had to say it. Humans cracks me up.
Because that's pretty funny. I didn't know if you were talking about an alien or Yuma or like. Hey, Tony and Alex, you remember when we met up at that punk show in City Heights at my friend's house, and I was trying to get you guys to play? I was trying to get, like, people to let you use their instruments.
Yes, I haven't forgotten about that.
that was excellent. I was outside singing your favorite song.
I still talk about that night all the time, dude. You were the only one person that would know our songs.
Yep.
You guys kick ass, man. I'm going to be promoting you on this site, well, my radio station a lot, and my Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And
thank you,
dude. Guys,
that's awesome.
Appreciate it.
If anyone thinks to get big nowadays in the punk rock scene, I feel it is you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I remember when you guys were super, super underground, and I used to go to the King's Music shows in Lemon Grove just to see you guys play.
Yeah, King's Music.
the one's right across the street from the trolley.
Yep.
Yeah.
They don't play shows anymore.
Yeah, I heard they closed down.
They moved. Now they just sell equipment.
Oh. That's gay.
Yeah, I
know. Yeah, it was a pretty cool underage spot.
Yeah. I know. I used to be out there like 18, 19, drinking and then going and hitting the mosh pit when you guys would come on. Fucking
yep.
Yeah, it was totally chill like that at that place.
There's a new scene now. Not new, but LGP, Lemon Grove Punks, and we got a new spot out there. It's Copacabana. And we got another spot, the Equinox, but we're putting on a lot of shows out there now. And we got a next show March 18th at the Copacabana.
That's cool. I might be able to pull some strings and get you guys going or something.
Show out in Arizona?
Oh, I can probably score you a show out here for sure if you want.
Oh, yeah, we just need to stay at your house.
that'd be okay, man. I'm going to have my old pad here. Pretty sweet.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So, all you Arizona listeners, brace yourself because NOK is going to hit the zone and it's never going to be the same again.
That's right.
That shit up. We're coming to the end of our show. You guys want to tell us how to get a hold of you as a band, like on Facebook, what your Facebook URL is, or you guys have it?
Anthony made a new one recently.
I'm not too I'm not too computer savvy. I'm trying. So I don't exactly know the Facebook website. I just know how to search for NOK and find it on there. But, yeah, you should be able to
break it down in detail for him, dude.
Yeah, you know, like for me, you know, I'm a dummy with electronics. You know, I go on my little search bar on the Facebook top of the thing, and you put in capital N, you know, period, capital O, period, capital K. And there should be two pages that come up, our old page and then our new revamped page. And there's also a website that I have linked on to that Facebook, and it's called ourstage.com/profile/NOK1. And that's got four of our songs on it, you know, to hear the good audio file of it. And, yeah.
All right. So I'm going to cut to an oldie, one that you guys might like, Cheap Murder.
Ooh, Tookie Williams.
All right.
Not a ton, Alex.
Jeez.
All right. Hey, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. I really appreciate your time and just fulfilling and coming on the show. And just, is there any last words you want to say before we end?
Hey, thank you, Blake. Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Blake.
Thanks, and okay, Arizona, for listening to us. San Diego's going to come out there with some NOK and come play for you guys sometime. As long as Blake wants to stay in his house.
You guys better not trash it, though. It's the only deal.
Well, we'll just get you really drunk, dude, and then we'll trash it.
Hey, if I'm a sad guy, I'll be running down the street half naked.
We'll join.
That's usually what happens. By 4:30, that's usually what happens.
Or you drunk dialing Blake. What is it, too? Oh, God. All right, guys. That's it. Thanks for coming out.
Huh? Thank you, Blake.
No problem.
Thanks, guys.
Anytime. Hey, when you guys write your new stuff and record it, shoot me a copy and I'll get you right back on here.
Right on, buddy.
Sweet.
Much love. All right.
All right,
good
dude.
Night.
Later.
Over and out.